If you sorrowful, God said, just wait. Just hold on. Because about this time.
All right. Wow.
Yep.
Come on.
Tomorrow.
Hey,
Lord, bless your name.
Yeah.
Hey, 2 Kings 71 said what?
Elisha replied, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver.
Amen.
They're going to cut the cost. Because who is your boss? Your boss is Jesus Christ.
That's
so
right.
They're going to cut the cost for you. They cut the cost for Anita.
They sure did.
They're going to cut the cost for you too.
Amen.
Whatever
Amen.
You think you dealing with, you ain't going to be dealing with it.
Amen.
There is no sorrow in my tomorrow. Mm. When we define sorrow, Jada, what is sorrow?
What'd you say,
baby?
I said pain.
Pain.
Amen.
Who else? Sorrow.
Heartache.
Anybody else? Who knows the definition of sorrow?
Regret.
Suffering.
Suffering.
That's good.
When we define sorrow, a deep, intense emotion of sadness, grief, or regret, typically caused by loss, bereavement, or disappointment, emotional heartache. How many ever felt that before?
Jesus.
If you lost anybody, you lost in a situation, you felt bitterness or misplaced, you felt like things just wasn't going right, you felt sorrow. You was disappointed, and it grieved you. Some children are waking up this morning because their mothers are no longer with them. And they are bereaved. They feel a sense of deep sorrow, an intense emotion of sadness. Amen?
Amen.
Because their parents not there no more. When we define tomorrow,
wow.
What's tomorrow?
Jesus.
It ain't today. That's for sure. Tomorrow. It ain't today.
The next day after today.
The next day after today.
I got two of them. An enlightenment and a brand new start.
A brand new start and enlightenment. A brand new start. Anybody else tomorrow? My tomorrow ain't your tomorrow. I don't want to see your tomorrow.
24-hour cycle.
A 24-hour cycle. Amen.
Amen.
It is. It's a rollover.
Yeah.
A rollover to another chance.
Hey, Lord.
A rollover to repent.
Jesus.
A rollover to get it right.
Yes.
A rollover to let God know I'm still here.
Yes.
I still need your help.
Yes, Lord.
I still need you to fix some stuff in me.
Jesus.
Because I'm not left in sorrow. Because God gave me a new tomorrow.
Hey, glory, hallelujah.
Tomorrow, the day after today, the immediate future the next day. Who glad for tomorrow? I'm raising my hand because I won't see it.
I want to see it.
I don't want to be left in today. I love Mother's Day, but I won't see tomorrow too.
Yes.
When you read the text in 2 Kings 7 and 1, you see that the prophet Elijah, somebody's best friend in here, spoke that at the same time, the next day, which we call tomorrow, things going to be better.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus.
That bill going to get paid.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That wayward child going to come home.
Hey, come on, thank you, Jesus.
That prodigal going to be sitting on the front door.
Hey,
Jesus.
Thank you. Wow.
Saying, Mama, Daddy, open the door.
Jesus.
I want to start a new day.
Yeah.
I left yesterday so I could be in today. So I can see tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
At the time of Israel, they was under a desperate siege by the Syrians, leading to extreme famine and hopelessness. It just has set in their head, set in their mind and their emotions. We just ain't gonna make it. They got some people right now, a famine and destitution of failure for the upcoming year has set in.
Jesus.
We just ain't gonna make it. Y'all heard people? We just ain't gonna make it.
Yes.
That's a lie. With God, all things are possible.
Yes.
I'm not saying that to myself, we ain't gonna make it. That's a lie.
I know that's right.
I looked at y'all this morning. What I told y'all to say, we gonna make it.
Amen.
We sure is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Together we stand, divided we fall.
We're
going to make it.
We're going to make it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what y'all doing, but we're going to
make it.
We're going to make it.
We're going to make it. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
The significance of this highlight is that God can change a desperate situation into abundance in a single day.
Yes.
Jesus.
We've been happy, may endure for a night.
Come on.
But joy.
Yeah.
Comes in the morning.
Yeah.
Your morning could be right now.
Hey, glory.
You don't have to wait till the sun come up for it to be morning.
Jesus.
You could be at night, it could be morning for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, God want to take us.
Into an abundant situation.
It don't matter what they say.
Come on.
I know what he's saying.
Come on.
He said a lot. Yeah. It didn't stop Obama from building that building, huh?
Jesus.
He just built this building where you could go and bring your children and see all types of beautiful artifacts.
Amen.
I said that's going to be one of my trips. I want to go to the Obama's building.
Amen.
It's beautiful. He ain't just started doing it. He been doing it.
Amen.
It's a beautiful place. And he got young people running it.
Amen.
He said, you know, that man asked him, why you got young people running it? He said, because they got new ideas.
Fresh creativity.
Amen. They got energy.
Amen.
They got new thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the side and let them children do their thing.
Yes.
In the word, it tells us that the prophecy came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Elijah said.
Mm-hmm.
Because God caused the Syrians to flee.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving behind everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was poor on Wednesday and rich on Thursday.
My God, Jesus.
When we search the scriptures, there are many jobs losses, entire families, health being lost, people being jeopardized, sons and daughters.
Mm.
We grieve. David grieved, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Hannah prayed and grieved because she wanted a son. Yes. There are many people in the Bible that had sorrowful times. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nobody living ain't never had one sorrowful time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must not be from here. You must be from somewhere else. Amen?
Amen.
Because I can tell you, if you live in this life, you're going to have some sorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Guess what? It ain't going to wait for tomorrow to come.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
The question I have for y'all is, how do we deal with it? Mm. How do we deal with it?
Hey.
Amen.
The Lord, I will trust.
You have to.
The Lord.
If you don't trust God, what you gonna trust?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
How do you deal with sorrow? Go ahead.
In times of sorrow, we must remind ourselves to hold even more determinedly onto God's word for our strength. For in doing so, our souls will be comforted.
Amen.
For me, it's like being real with God about what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking.
Amen.
Like, I have to do that. Like, God, I'm upset about this. I'm hurt behind this. I don't understand this. Whatever is going on, because
right.
If I don't do that, then I'm cutting off all communication with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I'm glad you said that, because I have a subtopic.
Mm-hmm.
We need to generate how to relate so we can prosper as we communicate.
Okay.
I'm glad she said that. Proverbs 16 and 24. Because that's going to lead us into our questions. Our sorrow comes from a lack of relatable communication with Christ. You got to know He made you.
Mm-hmm.
So however you feel, express it. Talk to him. He said be disrespectful.
Right.
But he said communicate. God, you're so good.
Amen.
Go to the scripture. Proverbs 16 and 24. Go to my scripture. You know what I said? Go to God's scripture.
Amen.
Proverbs 16 and 24. I rebuke that.
Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gracious words. Even though we may be in sorrow and we may feel bitter, but words that you express to God is gracious. They're honey to him. You know why? Because you surrendered.
Right.
Hey, you went to him and you told him you repented. Hey. You went to him and told him, said, Lord, I don't like how this is going. I want this to be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't change it. Only you can change it. Mm-hmm. But I want to learn how to communicate my innermost feelings to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're in a relationship, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we
have a tendency to be vulnerable in that relationship.
Yeah, okay.
God wants your vulnerability.
Okay. Yes.
So you can communicate properly to build a relationship with him.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So your tomorrow won't be full of sorrow.
Okay.
Because you're only feeling sorrowful because you've carried your bitterness and your regret into tomorrow and to the next day.
Wow.
And guess what? If you don't watch it, those days turn to weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Those weeks turn to months. And those months turn to years.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
What is communication? What it mean to you? Anybody. That's a cue. So I want an A.
Amen.
Amen.
a dialogue of understanding and comprehension.
Amen. A dialogue of understanding and comprehension. Amen.
Can't go no.
She said it all.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
When we define generate, what is generate to you?
You make something.
Make it something.
I was going to say that too.
Create.
Create.
Mm-hmm. To make something. When we define generate, it's to produce, create, or bring something into existence. Often referring to energy, ideas, and data. When we define communication, to connect or to establish a relationship between things, people, to narrate a story, dialogue, or event. Understanding. Our active process of exchange. You exchange your words. Mm-hmm. When you talk to God, it's an active process. You talk, you listen.
Amen.
He talked to you. Amen. You talk to him. He talked to you.
Yeah.
Wow. He listened to you. You listen to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Between you and God, this is how you establish relationships. You're being relatable.
Yes.
How Pastor get along with everybody here different? Because I got a different relationship.
Yes. With each person.
Amen. It'll be like walking in here. If y'all didn't know me and I didn't know y'all, it'd be like walking in here. What you talking about? Mm-hmm. I could tell Sister Anita something. I mean, can't tell Sister Shea. I may could tell Sister Jada something. I can't tell Sister Yvonne. The relationship is different.
Yes.
I know how to communicate. You hear where I'm going? Uh-huh. With each person and be relatable in the relationship to generate what I need them to do.
Amen.
For God's glory.
Yes.
Amen. What is the order to generate communication? What is the order? Think about what the order is to generate communication. If you think, I just told y'all the answers. What is the order to generate communication? Yes. If you're able to answer, I just didn't ask because I didn't know if you was able to answer.
Well, I kind of didn't answer. Like, I think my opinion is like speaking and listening. That's the art of communication.
Speaking and listening. Amen. What is the what generates it? What generates the order?
I think patience and a willingness to communicate with that person.
Patience? How we do that, though? We have to what? Relate.
Yes.
This is how I generate communication. I relate. I relate to what you're going through. Mm-hmm. I relate to your situation. Mm-hmm. I relate when things not going right and you need to talk to me.
Yes.
Wow.
You come to me with communicate a situation. Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I'm downloading. Mm-hmm. I'm asking God for his wisdom, for his knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I relate to you in that situation because I have built a relationship with you of communication.
Yes, amen.
I'm really teaching y'all this morning.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, amen.
Relate generates. Relating generate relationships for communication. So if you're not doing that, finding out what that person need from you. Mm-hmm. Not just what they need, just what they want to vent about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't want the answer to everything. Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
They just want you to listen. Now, after they finish filtering how they feel, if they want to listen, you say, you know what? Hey, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Be eager to listen.
Amen.
Not just eager to say what you say. You know why people answer fast? Because they ain't listen to you. When we are generating relationships and communicating, God wants us to know the order of how to communicate. There's an order to it.
Yeah.
If I walk up to an administrative lady and just go, blah, 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 just blah, 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 she looking at me like, what? What is she talking about? Right. She have no idea. It's an order. You ever just walk, people just walk up to you and just start blurting?
Yes.
Like, baby, what is you talking about? You don't hear nothing they say. Because first of all, they haven't established a relationship to relate to you what's going on with them. They're just blurring out, just blabbering. Blubbering, that's what I call it. Nobody know what they're talking about. When we are generating relationships and communicating, God wants us to know the order of how to communicate. What do you think is the order of communication? What's the order? And we're going to go to the scripture after I ask you, what's the order of communication? There's an art to it. Just like there's an art to everything. There's an art to communicate. Pastor used to say all the time, communicate.
Yes.
Communicate. I was one of the, I would communicate on purpose. Because he wanted me to do it. Communication has an art.
Greet, listen, respond.
How about posture? The demeanor of the person.
That's good.
If you walk up to me to talk to me and I'm doing this, what does tell you? I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
I'm doing this. What that mean? I'm what?
You checked out.
I'm tired.
Yeah, tired, right.
So it's time for you to wait till I'm like this.
Right.
Because that mean I'm listening to you. And I'm concerned about what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what I'm relating even in my body language. Mm. Body language is communication.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If you come walking up to me, I'm like this here. Oh. Rolling my eyes. That means I don't want to talk, Lord. I'm like, oh, Lord, you should come this bougie. You know? We all do it. You can see somebody coming that's always blubbering all the time, and you shut them off before they even get to you. Because you already know. So your posture is the first thing. That's the first thing. You have to have the proper posture to be receptive, to be receiving. You ever walked up to people? People used to tell Pastor all the time, you just got a spirit where people just avoid. You got a spirit of avoidance. I have to be cracking up. Like, they ain't even want to talk to it.
Lord,
you're not approachable. He never stayed approachable. He was always unapproachable. So you would be like scared to even talk to him. You'd be so nervous. Especially when y'all in the car together, or y'all going somewhere together, or you got to ask him something, y'all nervous wreck.
Yes, Jesus.
Because he wasn't approachable. And it was so intense when you was around him. You was like, I know he's going to call me retarded, he's going to call me stupid, he's going to say something to me.
Yes.
That just made me never want to come back. You just, you know, he wasn't approachable. So, the next thing is being approachable.
Okay. Oh my God.
You have to be receptive and approachable. Nobody want to walk up to you and you already got, you sized them up already. Why you can't let me tell you what's wrong with me? Why I got to sit here and be so scared to express myself? That's crazy. Who want to talk to somebody they can't say nothing to? Because they're so aggressive and intense. So that's the second thing. The third thing, learn how to be quiet and listen. How can you help them if you not listen to what they're telling you? You done already made up in your mind what they want, so you just told them to ask them before they ask you. Like what? I didn't even have a chance to say nothing. And then they got some people, when we relate, we breathe. Take a breath and let somebody respond. We don't start at the beginning, Alpha, and go all the way to Omega. Because some people won't take a break. They just go. Okay, I get that. But you got to breathe. And let me respond. And let me talk to you and give you godly wisdom. Now let's go to the next thing. So you got to allow the other person to impart information. That's your third thing. Allow the other person to impart information. That means keep your mouth closed and your ears open. Pastor used to run it so much, you had to get a pencil and paper. He made you write down everything because he lost his cell where he was at. And he made you go back and tell you what he wrote. What he told you to do. That makes sense. His patience was so bad. Yeah, he had to have notes. Because he ain't listening. He just telling you what to do. Be quiet and listen. Go to James 1 and 19. If you listen to a person, they'll tell you a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
You just got to listen. And not just, because see, it's a difference between hearing and listening.
Yes.
You can hear all day. I can hear. Y'all can hear everything I'm saying right now. And if I ask you the next 10 minutes what I said, you heard me. What you say, Pastor? Because you wasn't what?
Listen.
James 1 and 19.
Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, so slow to speak, and slow to get angry.
I just said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Keep your ears open and your mouth closed. And listen. And slow the anger. What you getting mad for? I'm asking that to myself. What I getting mad for? This your job. Everything ain't gonna be to your liking.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
Even God do things that we don't like. Yes. We gotta deal with.
Yes. Amen.
When he tell you wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's our biggest issue. We don't want to wait for nothing.
Jesus.
So he got to sit you in your secret corner or in your secret place and say, this is how it's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
So that's why you got to practice how to listen.
Okay. Amen.
Because a sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
And a stranger voice they don't hear.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Do you feel you have the right to say whatever comes to your mind, even with the laws of freedom of speech? Because we got freedom of speech. But do you feel you have the right to say whatever comes to your mind? Try. You're going to get them silver bracelets. Do you have the right? Shay, what you say? No. Why not? Because there's a law that we have called freedom of speech. So why we just can't say anything?
Life and... Wait.
I got you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead and say it the way you know how to say it.
Life and death is in the tongue.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Even this baby know you don't say anything because you're condemning yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you say is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
What you say is what you get. Well, if you keep saying negative, 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 you're going to get negative, negative, negative. Mm-hmm. You keep saying, if you keep saying we gonna make it, you gonna make it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you keep saying it's gonna work, it's gonna work. Uh-huh. Try saying something else. Whatever you say is what you gonna get. Mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning and say, oh Lord, I just hate this day. You gonna get a hated day, they gonna be gone. You better say, girl, I like this day. Right. Give me some coffee. It is what it is. Feel that pain. That's okay. It is what it is. Get in line if you want your money. Get in line. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody else wants their money too. You just wait your turn. I got my dog.
No, that's right.
What you do?
Get your down.
So we don't have the right to say anything.
We don't. Mm-hmm.
Go to Ephesians 4 and 29. We don't have the right. There is laws of the land. If you run a red light and the police on the other side and they stop you and say, ma'am, you ran the red light. Oh, you ain't going to argue with the perp people. Mm-mm. You're going to be like, I did. That's me. I be know I ran. I did. Yes, ma'am, you did. When? Just now. How? Ephesians 4:29.
Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be encouragement to those who hear them.
Amen.
Amen.
Let your words be seasoned with grace. You shouldn't even want to say nothing that's hurtful, especially to loved ones. Even to people you don't love, you're a Christian.
Amen. Right. Amen.
So you got to watch it, because guess what? The very people who not Christians that you said to go remind you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're good for that. Mm-hmm. They're good for washing your face and tell you, I thought you was a Christian. They ready to throw that on you.
Oh, yes.
They like, we don't get mad.
Right, right.
But we just not supposed to sin in our madness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jesus.
So we don't have the right to say anything. We got to season our words with grace, y'all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
How important is it to follow the order of temperament when communicating? And why? Y'all know what temperament is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How important is it? How important is it?
I feel that it's extremely important. You don't want to really be saying things when you're angry, because once those words come out, you can't put them back in. So you might cut somebody that you really didn't intend to cut them, but you let that spirit of anger get on you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that means you out of control at the moment. You don't stay out of control, because when you repent, you get yourself together.
Right. Yeah.
But you're out of control at the moment. That's why I say cover your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Because anger don't last long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just have it for a minute. It's only momentary.
Yeah.
You feel bad. You done said some ugly stuff. You can't take it back. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Talk can hurt you too.
Yeah,
yes,
it can.
Oh,
Jesus.
It does. So that's why we got to be careful what we let spew out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to repent. And then we got to go to our brothers and sisters in love and say, please forgive me for saying that. I didn't mean to say that. I wasn't feeling myself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let pride take over.
Amen.
Yeah,
because that's a sin.
Yeah.
That's worse than you not, you know.
Yeah.
That's worse. So it is very important. Okay, why is it important? Because you don't want what?
Hurt.
Simple.
Hurt them.
Hurt them.
Yeah.
It scarred them. And you know, you okay with it, but they're sitting there looking at you like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's really my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not they stuff. It's me projecting my hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Go to Proverbs 15 and 1. We got to learn how to, just because we hurt, wait till we come. That's why I said we got to check our demeanor and our posture.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we embrace somebody. That's why you don't whip your children when you're upset.
Right.
Because you're... okay? Because you hurt them. That's why you don't do that. You wait till you cool off.
Yes.
Right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare.
Amen.
Amen.
A soft tone turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Mm-hmm. Cause nobody not gonna let you talk to them crazy.
Right.
You gonna talk crazy back. Sure. You reckless, I'm gonna be reckless too. Mm-hmm. We all gonna wreck. Yeah. But somebody gotta be mature.
Right, right.
And say, they just having a moment. Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm negating that to Mother's Day because most mothers deal with that. Our children say stuff we don't like sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we just want to lash at them and want to choke them. But we got to remember, you know what I'm saying? They having a moment. Mm-hmm. They're not going to say, because the next 10, 20 minutes when they cool off, they come back, Mom, I'm sorry. I ain't meant to talk to you like that. I was just feeling something right now. I'm just in my feelings. I'm in my own way. And you don't want to split their head open. You won't take whatever in their head out. Okay, let me show you how to do this. But we got to remember, they stay human.
Yes.
Do you believe that the way you answer one person, you can answer another person? Even if it's the same question? Want me to say it again?
Yes, please.
Do you believe that the way you answer one person, you can answer the other person or another person, even if it's the same question? Like, I'm asking the same question, but those two people are different people. Mm-hmm. So do you believe you can answer them the same way?
I think it depends on, like, the relationship you have with the person. Because some people, if you have a stronger a relationship with them, you can be more, like, transparent. Right. Mm-hmm. And then other people, you kind of got to not coddle them, but you know they may take something offensively. It's so you got to use it a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the answer is what?
No.
Even though it's the same question, if it's two different people, I might could go to Pastor Sean and say, no, indeed. But I have to say, not at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, it's the different, it's a different relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch how you say it to her. Go to Colossians 4 and 6. Because I say, no, indeed, I wish I would. And then I can say, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, not so. That can't happen.
It also depends upon their level of comprehension.
Not true.
That one is less intelligent than the other. You know
that's
their
right.
capability.
Their capability. How they going to twist it?
Mm-hmm.
That Leviathan spirit might come on. And they start twisting stuff up.
Yes.
So you got to be a little be careful. Serious. They just get it twisted.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's the truth. Colossians 4 and 6 say what?
Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.
Amen. Let your response be attractive so you'll have the right response to everybody. I know y'all done called me on the left. On the left side of the mountain. Climbing up, going to the right. Y'all done saw. I know y'all done caught me on the left side. Was I right? No. I'm just telling you. That don't mean I love you less.
Amen.
Y'all might have caught me. You might catch a person in the midst of something on their mind.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I said we go back to the first thing, the approach. And how you relate and the posture.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you got to do this scan. to make sure what you're saying is not offensive.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
It's right. The Bible said all things are lawful, mm-hmm. but all things aren't expedient.
Yeah.
That means even though it's the law of the word, at that time it ain't the right time to say it or do it.
Right, right, right.
Amen?
Amen.
So no.
Amen.
Should a person, and especially believers in Christ, watch what they say, even if you're right, or you think you're right? Should a person, especially believers in Christ, watch what they say, even if you are dead right, or you think you're right? Teenagers. Should a person, especially believers in Christ, yep, you're right. How about you? What you say? Yep, you're right. Anybody else disagree? All right. You know why? Because you can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta... What them braces y'all used to be wearing? WJD, what it is?
WWJD.
WWJD, what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 141 and 8. We gotta watch it. Just because you right don't mean you should just say it.
Right.
Any kind of way.
Right.
We know Pinella crazy. But is it right to walk up to Pinella and say, girl, you crazy as a baseball player? It depends on what type of relationship you got.
That is true.
See, my sister, I can tell her shit. But nobody else better not say it. I tell everything. You ain't got no sense. You crazy as a man. But you know what? Let somebody else see. It's the relationship I have with her.
Right, right.
I can tell her she nutty. And she gonna say, girl, I know it. Bust out laughing. Somebody else tell her that that I go to sleep. She'll cut your throat. It's the relationship.
Amen.
Proverbs 141 and 3. That's the one we had? Or is it?
Yeah. Psalms 141.
Psalms 141 and 3. I'm sorry.
Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips.
Ask God to do that.
Amen.
Some stuff you already know you should see.
Mm-hmm.
You just let the Lord, just let the devil use you. Mm-hmm. You already know you should say that.
Yes, Lord.
You do. You already know that. You just blurt out, blah, 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 and you can't take that back. And you know what happens? You don't know what the person thinking about it. Thinking about, are they thinking about what I said to them? What type of response you was looking for?
Jesus.
What? So we got to be careful because you might get something you don't want.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
I'll be very careful because I might get a response I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Some Christians still curse. They say they're Christians. Some Christians still put the right hand of fellowship on you. Do you think that things people communicate in spontaneous situations is well thought out when they generate their words? I'm gonna read it again.
Please.
Do you think that things people communicate is spontaneous or well thought out when they communicate and generate their words? This boring to y'all?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to get y'all to think. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Mm-hmm. What you say?
I think there's two parts to it.
Okay.
So sometimes I think that situations probably aren't spontaneous. I think some people pre-plan situations?
Yes.
Or like a response, so they'll say something yes. and think it's spontaneous?
Yes.
So in that aspect, no. And then I think the other time situations do arise out of the blue.
Yes.
And if somebody's not asking God to help them, like, communicate, they're just going to say whatever.
Whatever. Amen. 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 Sometimes we pre-plan that. Because mm-hmm. it already be on our in our mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How we feel, depending on how we feeling. So we pre-plan it. Like, I'll be pre-planning not going by my mama or getting the bridge. I'm like, I'll be an action. We pre-plan. I know what you're coming with. Oh, Lord, I ain't going because I already know. We already know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Go to Proverbs 18:2. We ain't got that many, but I'd like to ask y'all questions because I want to hear what's in your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
What's on your mind. This is family and friends where we get a chance to relate.
Amen.
How you know how to communicate with pastor if you don't talk to me?
Amen.
Wow.
Proverbs 18:2.
Fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions.
Amen. They ain't trying to understand
Amen.
You.
Amen.
They're a fool. Mm-hmm. That Leviathan spirit be on them, I told you. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear that.
Yep.
Wow.
So you ever found yourself keep on trying to explain something to somebody mm-hmm. over and over and over and over and over? They don't really hear. They're not hearing you.
Mm-mm.
It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. You keep on explaining the same thing. Now, it is a minister or a pastor's job to reiterate
mm-hmm.
the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you
yes.
can stay on course.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep coming to me with something, I keep telling you how to fix it, and you keep doing it over and
mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello. You could do a pre-K student better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Give them that apple, picture of an apple with a red crayon and the letter A. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say A for apple and cut it. And trace that A.
Mm-hmm.
On pre-K. And you know what they're going to say? Can I have another apple picture tomorrow?
Because yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want color. This time I want the leaves green. I might make my apple green this time. A for apple, Miss Rai Rai. They gonna tell me. That's the truth. They even know better than that. They ain't twisted. They know if they see an A, that it go to apple
mm-hmm.
and it's red.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What is more important, that you express yourself or you contain yourself?
Mm.
What's more important? For me, it used to be more important I express myself till I learned that I would be a fool. And I needed to learn to do what? Contain. It is better to contain yourself
mm-hmm.
than to just speak what's on your mind. Some people be waiting for you to speak what's on your mind. They give them a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever heard that song? I forgot that lady who made it, but it's a worldly song. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn myself around. Just give me one reason. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn back around. My mom used to love that song. She used to sing it to my daddy all the time. I don't want to leave you lonely. You done mess with my mind. She used to be singing it. She used to sing it.
Tracy Chapman.
Yep, that's who it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, why you
baby, I got your number. You got mine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people just want one reason.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
They're looking for a reason.
Jesus.
Did we do 2 Timothy 2:16?
No, ma'am.
They just want one reason to stay. Give them a good one
Amen.
To stay. But then you might give them a reason to leave.
Mm.
Wow.
Sometimes they don't want to hear none of that. They just got up in their mind like, administrator said already they done pre-planned stuff. Mm-hmm. So it don't matter what you tell me.
Jesus.
2 Timothy 2:16.
Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because guess what? You're going to go from level to level.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
First, you just was passing by each other, rolling your eyes. Then you're passing by each other, squeezing down the same hole. Then you're passing by each other, bumping shoulders. The next time you come down that hall, y'all gonna be fighting all the way down rolling. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever seen two people hooked up rolling on the ground? They ain't nothing nice. Y'all just rolling. Mm-hmm. So you gotta watch foolish talk.
Yeah.
How can you cause a person when relating improperly to properly communicate? How? What can you do? Think for a second. What can you do to help a person properly communicate with you? Now, they're going to talk to you if they want to. So, you know when it's somebody who just really don't want to talk to you. You just ain't going to talk to them. But how about a person that you know is talking to you, but talking to you improperly? How do you get them to talk to you properly?
Mm-hmm.
Set boundaries. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good one.
Amen.
What else? Anybody else got another one?
Be soft-spoken.
Be soft-spoken. Suppose they run over you. Because you're being soft-spoken. Shay, suppose they just run over you. You got that little soft, humble spirit. They just run over you. I know you experienced it. What do you do to get people to properly communicate with you?
Trying to think back to my job, but that's just not like
that.
They don't do that.
It ain't registered.
I don't know. I guess just kindly dismiss
it.
Ignore
them. Yes, absolutely.
I got a doctorate degree in ignore. Hanging sideways on my wall. Pastor Rising, M Rising, Doctrine of Divinity of Ignoring You. Stamped and approved. Because sometimes you do.
Yeah.
You got to ignore them. And it, family too. Hello.
They will, there be times customers are coming, they be talking about all kinds of things. And I may be talking to them and they'll say one word, say, oh, I did so and so. I stop conversation. I don't say a word. And God will have them change their conversation. I don't judge them. I go dead silent.
Amen. We just go back on into what we got to go on.
That's right. Yep.
Some people get the picture when you stop talking.
Yep.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Yep. That's right.
Right. Right.
See, when you stop communicating, they get the picture.
Yep.
Hey. Yeah.
And I'm going to say this and not no gear to a man or a woman. But most women, if you want to get a man attention, stop talking to him. Because they're chasers. And they like to chase you. That's their nature. They ain't doing it for no, that's just what they do. Yeah, whatever. But they just, you know, stop talking. Just stop talking to them. They're going to highly respect you. Like what? When I was talking to you. You were so backwards. But I don't know why, but it worked.
Amen.
So we said what? Go to Proverbs 15 and 2. What is that? 22? 22.
15.
All right. Is it 15 and 22 or 15 and 2? Proverbs, I made a scratch right there. I think it's 22. We have to use wisdom too, y'all.
Amen.
Because everybody don't get it. Just like she said, ignore. Cut it off. When you come to yourself, I have to do my middle son that all the time. Because he got a little problem with the mind. His mind, he got a problem in his mind. He got a mental situation. And I cuts him off. He hates it. If I just stop talking to him, he just want to jump off a bridge. He hates it when I stop talking. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to that. Mm-hmm. Right. I let you express yourself, but you're not going to, I know. We ain't dying. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
What did he say?
Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Two says, the tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The more you listen to a fool, the more foolishness is going to come out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoever experienced this, listen to a fool. Oof. Jesus.
God have mercy.
Y'all ever been in a room where you know a fool coming in there and you just hard believe?
Yes.
Because yes. Hey. Yes. You like, Lord, I can't take it no more.
Oh, no, that's right.
And you walk, you just hurry, you see him coming. And you know they coming with their drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you looking for a door.
Yeah.
You scanning the room. I'll be right back. Or Sally called me. She need me to back. You trying to hurry up because it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's like.
My brother said something funny. He said, I got to go walk my fish.
Yeah. The pipe burner. Yeah, just anything. The water burner. Oh, you just getting away from it.
Wow.
I got to walk my feet.
I love you. I love
as a good one.
Yes.
You just anything. Jesus. Why do you think people don't want to communicate even when they know you're right?
Mm.
Even when you got the right answer for them. And even though you shooting wisdom from God for them, why wouldn't they want to listen? Why they don't want to communicate? Anybody?
Pride.
Pride. And what they say about pride, it comes before our
fall.
You're on your way down to the basement. Mm-hmm. Pastor Sean said, going to the basement. Why would you be so prideful? What is going to kill you? Just to listen. It's okay. Ain't nobody going to look at you different. Mm-hmm. Why would pride make them not do that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason?
Because they want to do what they want to do. So if they come to you and they know that you're here from God and you give them godly advice, then they're...
Listen.
They're forced to listen or they're knowingly rebelling against what God wants.
Wow. I like how you said what God wants. Amen. Mm-hmm. Not what the pastor wants. Amen.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want
to
take accountability.
Yes.
They don't want to take accountability.
Yes.
That's so good. Don't want to be responsible for what, you know. So why wouldn't the shipwreck y'all want somebody to come do your eulogy? It's too late.
It's too late.
I was trying to throw your life preserver.
Oh, Jesus. But you threw it back.
Before the shipwreck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many of them? Oh, I got a scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. God is good. It's
so
long,
good.
But it's so good. It's very vital. It's even helping me, y'all.
Amen.
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 What did it say, baby?
But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's
yes.
Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means.
Amen.
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 Daniel, call on mine.
Amen.
A carnal-minded man do not understand spiritual things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could be spiritual with them all day. They don't get it.
Right.
Because their mind, even when we are Christian and we fall into fleshly activity and we're not right there where God wants us to be, we're not right there.
Mm-hmm.
We done fell off a little bit. We can't understand because we thinking carnally.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking at it spiritually. Mm-hmm. Your understanding get wiped. Amen.
Amen.
It's the truth. How many of you believe that most times before you tell your pastor something, God has already gave them a sign that something is not right?
Yeah.
She said, amen. Amen. Amos 3 and 7 is the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes a pastor, it don't have to say everything. They just leave you alone. You're an adult. You're not a kid. So with love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Yes, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
The difference between me and Pastor was a man. Mm-hmm. So his nurturing ability was non-existent. He had none. He had no empathy. A mother, which is a female, she has empathy. She has love for the sheep. A different type of love.
Right, right.
He just won't whoop the sheep and drag them back. Okay. Then after you done bust all their leg up, you won't put a band-aid on it. Too late. Before you bust them up, be loving to them. I'm trying to understand them. Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for change. Amos 3 and 7.
Indeed, the sovereign Lord never does anything until he reveals his plans to his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
Amen.
Just because I don't see it don't mean I don't know it.
Come on now.
That's the truth. I know a lot. I don't see a lot. I asked God, should I see? Y'all be surprised what I know. I asked God, should I say something about this? Or should I just keep my mouth shut? And sometimes he'll say, I'm working it out, daughter. Mm-hmm. Just show him love. Understand him. See, let me tell you how you progress in relationships. Understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's amen.
It. That's it.
That's how you that's how teachers supposed to progress with their students. People say, oh, you gotta have patience. Patience run out, boo.
Right.
Yeah.
They get on your nerve. I don't care how patient you is. You gotta have understanding for that student because everybody different.
That's it.
Everybody got a different I'm trying to say the word. Propensity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody think different. Everybody is different.
Right, right.
Amen?
Amen.
So you got to know, relate to each and every one of them different.
Lord have mercy.
She'll do this, but she ain't going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right,
right. He'll do this, but he ain't going to do that.
Right, right, right.
I can say this to this one, but I can't say that to that one. When you learn and understand who you're dealing with, when you learn them, you can love them, but you can't love them if you don't learn them.
That's it.
That's relate. Mm. We already know who gonna do stuff behind our back. Mm.
Yeah.
We already know. I'm telling you, I just let the child come back and say, you know what? I shouldn't have ran over there like that little girl I told her. Don't pick up the Lizzie.
Oh.
That's what I told her. She was on the playground, one of my students. And she said, Miss Rara, she dead. He dead.
Oh, God.
I said, don't pick that lizard. We was doing the bug searching.
Uh-huh.
She go pick the lizard. I got it. She's showing all the charm. I got a lizard. I got the lizard just jumped over. Jumped on my chair. She was and running out of school, y'all. I said, didn't I tell you don't pick him up?
Uh-huh.
She was like, barely could breathe. I said, I told you don't leave that lizard alone. I said, that lizard fixed you, didn't he? He was dead. I said, well, he showed girl, she was on her way to the funeral. On her way to the funeral. Got all the children in the school, y'all, filing. We going to bury it. We going to have a funeral. I said, okay, good. All of a sudden, that thing just said, whoop, and just jumped straight on her chest. All all she could do is scream. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. She was highly. Wow! I said, that's what you get. And you know, I had one, you know how you always have that little teacher's pet. Like my little teacher's pet. I told you. Ms. Ryder, I told you. I sure did. Her mama was dying laughing. She took out. She almost passed. I mean, she passed the gate. Woo! She was gone. Oh, Jesus. Beating that lizard, getting it off. I said, that's what you get. Uh-huh. And it was a big old black lizard. Oh. It wasn't no green one. It was a big black.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Mm. Lord, I'm telling you. Amos 3 and 7. We read that one already?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Amen. What is the job of the pastor in your life? What's my job? Anybody got an idea what my job is?
To teach us, listen.
Amen.
And preach.
Teach y'all, listen, and preach.
To feed us with knowledge and understanding.
Amen, Jerry. Yeah. She went to work. Yeah.
But to guide us.
Yo, anybody else? Have your own rendition of what you think the preacher, the pastor's job is.
To beat you with your rod.
Yes. With the rod of correction.
With the rod of correction, so your mind won't get walked. And what love and love you while you're getting your beaten, so you can walk straight.
Amen.
I'm ejected, but y'all know. Yes.
Pastor Sean, what you say?
To feed.
You a pastor? Tell him about it.
To protect.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
A whole lot of stuff.
To love.
Yes.
Yeah. And to guide.
Yes. Amen. Jada, what you think the pastor's job is?
I was going to say to guide our spirits.
To guide your spirit. How about you, Sister Michelle?
To be the bridge between the people and God.
God, dog, this dig a hole.
She woke up.
Jesus, you did it, girl. Ooh, dig a hole.
Yeah.
That's a deep girl. Jesus, have mercy. Where that stuff be coming from? No, mother, I don't know.
I don't know who should be the mother in this
house. Jesus. Like, where did God get that old folks sense from?
Amen.
My God.
What is the job? I did it. Give me 1 Peter 5, 1 and 3. Who love Peter? Me. Y'all know why I like Peter. You like Peter?
Yeah.
Peter, my boy, and my dog. Peter was something nice. Peter had no understanding.
None.
Bad understanding.
None.
Cut your chop your head off.
Yeah.
1 Peter 5, 1 and 3.
I'm getting there. Sorry. Clearly, I don't read Peter enough because I didn't know where it was located.
Yeah.
Okay, you said 5, 1, and 3. And now, a word to you who are elders in the churches. I, too, am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and I, too, will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you. Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example.
Amen. Do y'all think I'm beyond correction? No.
No, ma'am.
They got some pastors, you better not tell them nothing. Ooh. They think that's a fool.
Yes.
Mm. You can't tell a pastor nothing. First of all, God, if God is really dealing with that pastor, he ain't going to be out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if he right. out of line, you say, Pastor, I don't know. I don't understand that. Say it with grace.
Yes.
And respect.
Yes.
But Lord, help me, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
A baby can teach you something.
Yes.
Sure can.
Yes, yes.
How many of you believe that a pastor, preacher, and teacher should be able to relate to you? And why?
Because they're a shepherd.
Because they're a shepherd. Amen. And the shepherd look out for the
flock.
Yes.
Yes.
For the sheep.
Jesus. Yes.
So they should be able to relate to each and every one of y'all. Know what's important to you. Not guessing. No. Whether they mention it or not, they need to know because they have to pray for you.
That's it.
And they got to pray that you grow and experience things in a tender, loving manner.
Yes.
Because ain't nothing like church hurt.
Mm-mm.
Who want to go to church and be hurt? Mm. I don't want nobody to say, Pastor was mean to me at church. Mm-hmm. I'm who I am. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no gold on my eyelashes. And I ain't the most graceful speaking woman. But I love y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen.
And we chastise those who we love.
Yes, yes. Amen.
We don't let them do anything.
Mm, right.
Come on,
man. If God chastise us, God give us, we as under shepherds, the right and the privilege to chastise those, not misuse.
Right, right.
It's a difference.
Yes, big difference.
Yes.
I was so thoroughly disgusted this week. I seen a pastor inviting the 16-year-old boys that was foster boys to live with him and abusing him.
No,
they arrested him. I was outdone. I said, how can he do that to them? They already a mockery of society, they feel like, because they was their parents didn't want them. And then they trust you.
Yes.
And you do something like that to them. That's a hurting thing when you can't trust the woman or the man of God that's sitting under. That's a shame. I was who I wanted to find in myself and beat all the skin off me. It's awful. And that's why people fall short of the glory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
That's past ridiculous. What do you think you should do? What do you think you should? Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. What are the main things that you think a pastor should do? What are the main things? We do a lot of things. But what are the main things that you think a pastor should do? Because we juggle a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We even got to juggle our own household. But the Bible said, if we can't run that, we ain't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
So what do you think our main job should be, from as your opinion? We know what our job is. It's from God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He tell us. He download to us what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think? The reason why I'm asking you is because I want to get an understanding of what you think a pastor really should do.
To guide us through and with God's word, provide us with counsel so that we will stay on the right path, and to love us so that we will not stray from the assignment that God has blessed from him for us.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Do you think the pastor just making up stuff?
Absolutely
not. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
Shay?
Amen.
The plain old truth. Amen. It's the truth.
Oh,
Amen.
Do you think pastors are capable of making mistakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We human, right?
Yeah.
What you say?
To be an example of Christ, like through your life, It is an example of the love of Christ, the patience of Christ, the understanding of Christ, but also the correction of Christ.
Amen. 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 That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Pools, I just made y'all make a line and I had me a y'all speak. Who y'all think I start beating on first? You hit the rock.
Oh, Lord
Jesus. Jesus, that was a good one. Oh, Lord. Empowering the congregation is one of my jobs. Empowering the congregation, like what Shay said, by bringing it all together and making y'all relatable to one another. Binding relationships. Acts 20, 29, and 30 through 30. My job is to empower the congregation, make you stronger, build you up, give you courage, and tell you you could do whatever. You could go climb that mountain with a lawnmower. Or cut the grass on top of Mount Everest.
Amen.
Acts 20, 29 and through 30.
I know that false teachers, like vicious wolves, will come in among you after I leave, not sparing the flock. Even Jesus. Some men from your own group will rise up and distort the truth in order to draw a following.
Jesus. Wow.
People do it.
Yeah, they do it.
You see them breaking off into their own little Bible studies. Better watch. Pastor's job is to empower the congregation so y'all can see it too. Amen. It ain't just my eyes.
Right.
How do you know you are under the right pastor and leader? How do you know that?
For me, it was the chains started breaking. Like I went to it and stuff started making sense. I went to a lot of different churches before I came to DTM, but it wasn't until I came here that I started to see a difference.
A difference in your life. If you don't change, if you have a church and it don't change you, you need to do what? Change your church. Amen. For you?
For me, there was someone from my past, and this person, had begun to change, and they told me where they were coming, and I'm like, I'm going to see. If it's working for you, I'm going to see. I want to experience myself.
Amen. Amen. How about you, Jada? You remember the question? How do you know you're sitting under the right pastor and leader?
The church that I used to go to felt like it was centered around like monetary things and like just centered in judgment. It didn't really feel like you had a connection, but it's like sitting here, I know like I'm pointed out. I'm listened to. I'm seen.
It makes
Amen.
Sense.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shay, how do you know?
Spiritual and mental growth.
Spiritual and mental growth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's a belonging.
Yes.
It's a knowing of belonging. You know you belong there. You know that's where God put you.
Yes.
So you can learn everything. You ain't processed. Amen.
Amen.
1 Timothy 3:1-7. Read that for me. And it's going to give you a synopsis, a anecdote, a description.
Amen.
This is a trustworthy saying. If someone aspires to be a church leader, he desires an honorable position. So a church leader must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome, and not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? Mm-hmm. A church leader must not be a new believer, because he might become proud and the devil would cause him to fall. Mm-hmm. Also, people outside the church must speak well of him so that he will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Y'all heard any rumors about your pastor?
No, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. No. Titus 1, 5 through 9. Titus 1, 5 through 9. And I'm gonna, after I read this, I'm going to tell y'all some things to watch for when you're dealing with certain pastors. Okay? Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody perfect here. You understand? But I'm telling you. Got it?
I left you on the island of Crete so you can complete our work there and appoint elders in each town as I instructed you. An elder must live a blameless life. He must be faithful to his wife, and his children must be believers who don't have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. A church leader is a manager of God's household, so he must live a blameless life. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered and must not be a heavy drinker, violent, or dishonest with money. Rather, he must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must love what is good. He must live wisely and be just. He must live a devout and disciplined life. He must have a strong belief in the trustworthy message he was taught. Then he will be able to encourage others with wholesome teaching and show those who oppose it they were wrong.
Amen.
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 That's your description of what your pastor do. This is what you watch for. The number one thing, greed. The spirit of gluttony and greed. The more you give, the more you gotta give. Nothing ain't never enough. Mm-hmm. Arrogance. Mm-hmm. Arrogant, haughty, prideful, belittling. Belittling people. When we talk about stuff, we teach to help people to grow.
Yes. Amen.
And show the teach them the errors in love with the word. Not to hurt people and make them feel bad. Mm-hmm. You know?